On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Wednesday the 23rd of October. And today, Pelé, Brazilian soccer star, 79 years old. Stephen Tandy, the Australian actor, starred in The Sullivans and also played Commander Lassard in the Police Academy stunt show at Movie World on the Gold Coast. He's 67 today. Ang Lee, the Taiwanese film director, has loads of great movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and he won an Oscar for Best Director for Life of Pi. He's 65 today. Dwight Yoakam, US country singer and songwriter, is 63. Weird Al Yankovic, US comic who specialises in recording music parodies, he's 60 today. Wayne Rainey, former American motorcycle champ, is 59. Craig Bradley, former Aussie Rules footballer, is 56. Bradley Haddon, the former Aussie cricketer, is 42. Emilia Clarke, the English actress who played Khaleesi, or Daenerys Targaryen, or Daenerys Stormborn, or the Queen of the Andals, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She turns 33 today.
I am Daenerys Stormborn of House.
And Stan Walker, Aussie New Zealand singer, is 29.
It was on this day in 1814 that the first modern plastic surgery operation was performed in England.
Walt Disney's animated film Dumbo premiered today in 1941. Of course, the new live-action movie directed by Tim Burton premiered this year.
The Smurfs appeared for the first time in a Belgian magazine on this day in 1958.
Australia experienced a total eclipse of the sun, 1976.
Foxtel, the cable service, began in Australia in 1995.
In 2001, Apple announced the invention of the iPod.
Missy Higgins won 5 ARIA Awards, including Best Female Artist in 2005.
And the final episode of The Bill went to air on ABC TV on this day in 2010.
Just a few of the events that happened on Wednesday, the 23rd of October.